The Public News Service Doha Newscast for October the 5th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. With health care as a hot topic of debate in the contest of Missouri's U.S. Senate seat, attention is being drawn back to the state's Medicaid expansion.
Missourians voted in a referendum in 2020 to amend the state constitution to expand the state's Medicaid program, MoHealthNet. The following spring, Attorney General Eric Schmidt sided with expansion opponents in a lawsuit that eventually found its way to the state Supreme Court. In July, a unanimous high court decision restored the will of the voters and MoHealthNet was expanded. Richard Von Glahn with Missouri Jobs with Justice says the Medicaid expansion is injecting billions of dollars into the state's economy while ensuring hundreds of thousands of people.
It will protect rural hospitals. It will protect jobs in the healthcare industry, and it'll provide life-saving care to the people of the state. It is frankly good policy to have more people covered by health insurance.
Incentives under the Affordable Care Act have the state covering 10% of the cost of the expansion, while the federal government provides the rest. Brett Pivato reporting.
The Medicaid expansion extended eligibilities to adults 19 to 64 with incomes less than 133% of the federal poverty level. And Wisconsin has enjoyed a rebound in manufacturing jobs. Business owners and advocates hope policies they deem effective are prioritized to keep the momentum in place.
The state's chief economist says manufacturing jobs could soon exceed pre-pandemic levels as the region attracts interest from the sector after some down periods. Sachin Chivarin of the Wisconsin Aluminum Foundry Company says over the past 4 years, they've added roughly 400 employees, with some of that through acquisition. He feels recent policy decisions have helped as the industry balances new technology and adding more staff.
We've just had to find our niche, and same as other companies have done across the state, is just adjusting to global pressures and finding where it makes sense to make things in the United States.
Shivaram says incentives for innovation have helped and hopes Congress takes further action in this area. He feels the recent CHIPS Act will spur more activity, leading to more client demand. On the campaign trail, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has been criticized for saying not all outsourced manufacturing jobs should return to America. He argues there should be a strategic approach because of labor shortages. I'm Mike Moen.
Now from CNN, former President Trump asked the Supreme Court Tuesday to intervene in the dispute over materials marked as classified that the FBI seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate. Trump is specifically asking the court to ensure that more than 100 documents marked as classified are part of the special master's review. This is PNS. As the World Trade Organization meets this week, students across the country are pushing the Biden administration to support more access to COVID-19 tests and treatments across the globe.
The WTO General Council meets on Thursday and Friday. At the meeting, university students are urging the U.S. to back expanding a temporary waiver of trade-related intellectual property rights, or TRIPS, beyond vaccines. The expansion would make it easier for countries such as India and South Africa to produce tests and treatments. Jasmine Sattel is a University of Washington student and an intern with the Trade Justice Education Fund.
If we are able to waive that intellectual property right for other countries to produce tests and treatments, then we can see the test and treatment strategy being rolled out in low and middle income countries.
Letter writing campaigns and rallies to put pressure on the Biden administration are going on at schools across the country this week, including at the University of Washington. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
And Social Security benefits could see their highest increase in several decades. Those advocating for beneficiaries say there's still plenty of concern about today's financial hardships.
The latest forecast indicates 2023 benefits will increase by around 9% when the decision is announced this month. Richard Fiesta with the group Alliance for Retired Americans says while increase helps to temper inflation, it falls short for many older Americans.
It's still not enough in terms of basic benefits to keep pace with seniors who have much more higher costs in healthcare in transportation and housing and basic necessities like food than the rest of the population.
Fiesta is advocating for bills in Congress that would expand benefits and boost the Social Security tax cap in order to extend the program's solvency. However, Republicans, including Florida's Senator Rick Scott, have been calling for sunsetting government programs such as Medicare and Social Security every 5 years. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, Mark Richardson tells us an Arizona woman's health clinic has devised a novel workaround to help women end their pregnancy without running afoul of the state's strict anti-abortion law.
The plan involves giving the woman an examination and ultrasound in an Arizona clinic and getting a prescription for a two-dose abortion medication via telehealth with a California doctor who sends the pills to a California border town for pickup. Dr. Gabrielle Goodrick operates the Camelback Family Planning Clinic in Phoenix.
Can't control what we talk to our patients about in terms of education and information. That is not regulated by the government.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener-supported, heard on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find your trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.